Since yesterday, investigators and emergency crews have been on the scene of a horrific fire in eastern Quebec. A senior citizen's residence in the town of L'Île Verte became an inferno in the middle of the night. 8 people are confirmed dead, and about 30 are still unaccounted for. We have more from reporter Dan Karpinchuk.
Overnight, heavy specialized equipment was brought in to help investigators. This morning, the gutted 52-unit senior's residence resembled a macabre ice palace. And Lieutenant Guy Lapointe of the Quebec Police says going through the debris is slow and painstaking work in -4-degree temperatures.
The biggest issue for us now is the difficulty with the scene, given the fact that a lot of water was used to put out the flames, given the fact that this water is frozen, that we're talking about a 3-story building that has collapsed. And for us, it's very important to go very delicately because we want to make sure to preserve potential victims that might have been inside the blaze.
20 people were rescued from the burning building by firefighters, taken out through the back door in their pajamas and housecoats. But the fast-moving blaze hampered rescue efforts. Many of the residents in their 80s were confined to wheelchairs and walkers. Grief counselors are on their way to L'Île Verte, a tight-knit community of 1,500. And Quebec's Social Services Minister, Véronique Hévon, is urging people affected by the tragedy not to isolate themselves.
We will be reaching out to people. We will be going into the streets, knocking on doors. We will be also going near the site to make sure that people who may not be asking for help get the help.
François Lapointe, a member of parliament, says this is a nightmare for residents of L'Île Verte.
I've talked with a social worker from Trois-Pistoles yesterday who had to tell volunteer firefighter to take a break because they've been fighting a fire for like 8 hours, knowing that some of their relatives were inside.
Investigators still don't know what caused the fire, and already there are other questions about whether the sprinkler system was working and why the fire spread so quickly. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.